USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Republicans are slamming President Biden for failing to defend U.S. national interests at the G7 summit. It began with former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who said in an interview Sunday, Biden's claim that America is back is bringing back the Obama days when America was weak. The Department of Justice on Monday night asked the Supreme Court to reinstate the death penalty for Boston Marathon bomber Jahar Tsarnaev. Tsarnaev and his brother killed three people and wounded hundreds of others after planting bombs near the finish line of the Boston Marathon in 2013. An appeals court last year dismissed his death sentence, finding that the judge in his 2015 trial failed to guarantee a fair jury due to extensive media coverage. The heat is going to be dangerous in the southwest United States this week. In Texas, the power grid operator has asked people to reduce electric use as much as possible until Friday. Be sure to take plenty of drinking water with you if you're traveling on the roads. USA Radio News.
UFOs are back in the news, and even the military can't explain these strange UFOs intercepting our ships and planes. Are they a sign of something real, dangerous, or even biblical? Now, Rob Schmidt takes a look at the biggest mystery of our time. Rob's special series, UFOs, Are They Really Here?, airs all this week on Newsmax. Tune in to Rob Schmidt tonight on Newsmax, now on all major cable systems. It's already the fourth largest cable news channel. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. Or get Newsmax for free on your smart TVs, Roku, Zumo, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, or more. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone and start watching now. So find out the latest on UFOs with Rob Schmidt and check out Newsmax tonight. It's real news for real people.
Claiming success this week for his European diplomacy tour over the past week, the president will meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin Wednesday. Tim Berg with the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
President Biden says the NATO summit has been a success. Biden calling the NATO alliance rock solid and unshakable during a briefing in Brussels, despite the efforts of powerful nations like Russia and China. As all eyes turn to President Biden's meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday, President Biden was asked what he'll tell Putin about how far the United States will go when the two countries don't agree.
We should decide where it's in our mutual interest and the interest of the world to cooperate. And the areas where we don't agree, make it clear what the red lines are.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Four teams remain for hockey's Stanley Cup. Monday night, the Vegas Golden Knights beat the Montreal Canadiens 4-1 and lead the best-of-four series 1-0. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Ivy League schools are considered to be the most prestigious of all colleges in the United States. Now, a defector from North Korea, Yeonmi Park, on Fox News says actions by her Ivy League school remind her of North Korea's oppressive ways.
Every day at Columbia, I was thinking, how is it possible? I couldn't believe that was actually happening to this country. You know, every single day I go to classroom and they tell me, you know, in order for us to create a safe place, we need to stop asking the truth. And that's what it was in North Korea, that they told us in order for us to be, you know, protected by their leader, we should be stop questioning. And that was exactly at Columbia I had to go through. These are the worst things, not just silence. As soon as I spoke out, they were saying, oh, you're just brainwashed from North Korea. And just seeing everybody, you know, doing that, I think they were not just silenced in order to fit in and not being canceled. Everybody had to echo whatever they were saying. And I think for me to get a good GPA and graduate, I had to really shut up and, you know, echo whatever they said.
Last May, Elon Musk took to Twitter to reveal that he would be selling off his entire $100 million real estate portfolio, including Gene Wilder's home, to focus on his mission to Mars. Located south of San Francisco, the mansion Musk refers to as his special place sold Monday for $37.5 million. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.